WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports.
Welcome to tonight's broadcast of varsity football here on 103.1 Trail Mix, as we have the Holcomb Chieftains hosting the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. And I'll get into more intro, but we have joined just as the action kicked off, as the Screaming Eagles have kicked off to start the game, to the Holcomb Chieftains, who took the squib kick and were able to carry it across the 50-yard line into Eagles territory. The ball will be placed at the Eagles' 41-yard line, and the Holcomb Chieftains get to enjoy a great starting position to break into this game. Emmett Johnson at quarterback for the Chieftains. We have a very tight I formation under center, ball hiked, handoff up the gut, takes it left, gets a hole, and the tackle is made about 5 yards to the left side. Good first down rush by number 24, Connor Kane, Jr. All right. Holcomb versus Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. This is our send-off. First things, big thanks to the Holcomb Chieftains for hosting the Screaming Eagles, whose season was almost at an end. Ball handed off up the middle as he carries. It's going to be close to a first down. Looks like it is. But the Holcomb Chieftains had opted in to say, hey, come play us this week, as the last game of the season fell through last week. And so we're very thankful that this got to be rescheduled, and both teams get to close out their season with a ninth game. So big thank you to them, and we get to enjoy football one last time here in 2025. So here we go. First down was official, so now it's at the 31-yard line of the Eagles. Under center, I formation, handoff up the middle, able to carry it right, but he can't break the tackle, and he's just going forward. He does end up breaking the tackle and getting about 3 yards. He kind of got stuck in the backfield there with his feet all tangled up, and he was able to keep on pumping, staying good balance demonstrated by Connor Kane there, the ball carrier. And we have about a 3-yard gain, so now we're looking at the 28-yard line, second and about 8, second and 7, give or take. Same formation once again, fullback right behind the quarterback in under center, ball hiked, fake handoff. Looks like it's going to be an option. Decides to hold the ball, flicks it behind in front of the defender as he decided to go. And it did not get any yards as the developing option run play. I haven't seen one of those in a while. Basically, the way it works is that the ball is hiked and the quarterback and the running back both drift left, and the quarterback has to make a on-the-fly decision, as the defender has to choose, do I go for the quarterback who has the ball or do I guard the running back who doesn't? And the quarterback kind of makes the adjustment based on what happens there. Eagles defended it well, third down and 7. I formation, under center. Ball hiked, handoff up the gut, has room, cuts left. It's going to be a fight. He gets the first down as he goes out of bounds. Nice job on the third and long by the Holcomb Chieftains. They will begin to continue to march as they took their great field position and now have moved into the red zone at what looks to be, oh man, they're just outside the red zone. It's like right at the 20-yard line, but a little bit more. So they're knocking on the door. They're basically right there. So the Eagles got to figure out this. They've just bunched up everything, really made a small field. Shotgun, first time, running back, no receivers. Ball hike, looks like it's going to be waiting for confirmation, most likely false start. Offsides. Oh, it's offsides on 91 of the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles, way too far up in the neutral zone. And now we're in the red zone. Chiefs will take that. It's going to be first and 5 now at about the 15-yard line as they are looking to have their opening drive end in points. Tight formation, eye formation. Ball hiked, handoff. And he's just met with a wall of white jerseys. And that play did not go how they wanted to. So far, the Chiefs have had good blocking up front as they've sticked with that formation, handing off the ball going forward. honestly, that's only the second time where they haven't gotten any yards. I mean, well, technically they got like half a yard. But here we go, second and five now, about the 15. High formation, ball hiked, pitch right, and he just met in the backfield by Dylan Eath. Tackle for loss, taking him to the ground. And now we're looking at third and long, as that's going to go all the way back to about the 22-yard line. That's like a 7-yard tackle for loss by Dylan Eath. Big-time play on the contain. That was a pitch right, and that's just where he happened to rush from. So nice job by the Eagles being able to push back on this. So third and long, not the second, third long. Okay, we have shotgun with two running backs in the backfield. Ball hiked, fake handoff, looks right, tucks. He sees a receiver, he's open. It looks like it's going to drop in the basket, but it went right through his hands. Great throw by Emmett Johnson. And the intended receiver, I believe, is number 50, Cooper, we'll go with that. Profelski, there we go. Thank you to the two people in the booth with me. They're going to save me today. Oh, my goodness. There's a couple of these names on this list that I'm a little curious about, but either way. Great play design. The quarterback wanted to throw earlier, but couldn't because of the pass rush. He wheels it out to the right and has to throw a rainbow pass into the end zone. Difficult catch because that is truly over his shoulders, and he had to catch it all hands. It went right through his hands. So, all right. Three wide receivers. It's a screen left, and the ball's dropped incomplete. Fourth down is no good. Even if he had caught the ball, he would have had to break about three tackles to try to get that first down. But either way, you know, if you're a Chieftain fan, that stinks because it's still all zeros. But, I mean, when you look at it, that was a good play design, good play execution, up to the point when he dropped the pass. So either way, turnover on down, Schwamigan screaming Eagles. Now it's their turn to go on offense. They take over at the Chieftains' 22-yard line. Wide receiver left, quarterback in shotgun with the running back directly behind him. I believe that's their Eagle formation. Ball hiked. Handoff up the mid. Oh, it's a fake handoff. It goes left, and he just met with a lot of black jerseys back there. There's going to be no gain. In fact, it's going to be negative. And now it's second and 11 at the 20-yard line. It's a bummer because they did a fake handoff to Norson Rodriguez, who was open. He could have kept running, man, about 4 or 5 yards, and they did the fake left, and Chieftains read it like a book. And now we're looking at second and 11. We'll see how long it takes for the Eagles to run their spread formation they've done all season. Now we have the wide receiver on the right side, shotgun, as we have Nate Nichols taking the snaps. Ball hiked. The direct snap to the quarterback is he's going to go straight right. And as he's following his blockers, he ends up running into some more Chieftains, and they get, it looks like, 2 yard, about 3 yard gain. So got back their negative yard. Now it's going to be third and 8 at the what looks to be the 24-yard line. All right. Third and long. Looks like they're trying to get the run game going here. Marcus Purdy's the wide receiver out on the left side. Now they have Antonio Petzl back at quarterback. Here comes the blitz. They're showing it. And nope, they call back. It's a clear passing down. Number one is open. Oh, great defense by Emmett Johnson, who tipped the ball barely. Dylan Eath had a real chance of getting that one. It's unfortunate because Antonio Petzl did not see that Marcus Purdy ran a corner route, and he got behind both safeties. So, man, Chieftains, great job of pushing that one back, and they're playing the field position game, as it's real risky to go for it on fourth and long when you're backed up this far into your own territory. So it looks like punter right now is Norson, and we'll see what he has. That's going to be a long kick. Oh, he's able to get off in time as the snap went super, super high. And it's going to be recovered. Man, Norson took something out of nothing there. That hike got way up in the air. Norson had to get it, grab it, run, readjust, punt it, and it only went about, what, 12 yards net gain? Yikes. So Chieftains, they get another wonderful chance with great field position. The score is still 0-0 with 6:57 left on the clock here in the first quarter. All right. Man, the action's been nonstop here. All right. Chieftains, first play of their second offense, I formation, under center. Ball gets hiked and handed off to the fullback, who's going to go barreling forward as he basically just wanted a chance to run into every single defender as he made his way for a first down on that first rush. That's some tough football by number 48, Nathan Morfoot. All righty. Ball's now placed. Huh? Oh, Tony, sorry. What number was he? Okay, gotcha. Thank you. No. All righty. All right, ball hiked. He's going right. He cannot make the last man miss. And with that, we get another run for gain, about 7 yards there. Nice job. All right, second down and about 3 at the 20-yard line. Right now, Holcomb looking to get their first points on the board for them as well as the whole game. I formation, ball hiked, handoff up the gut. And he's going to be tackled, but not after he gets himself a nice first down. Connor Kane with the carry seems to be the main running back here tonight. Well, wait, the refs, are they indicating that they're going to measure? The first down, okay. They just had to bring the refs in there to look at it and confirm. Okay. Quarterback under center. Ball's hike goes right to the fullback, and he's going to go forward. Get a nice couple yards there on that gain as Coy Johnson, freshman, able to bring that forward. Right now the Eagles' defensive interior line is kind of getting pushed around here, and so at a certain point the Eagles are going to have to adjust by either bringing more or figuring out where the holes are developing and trying to bring some blitz there. All right, ball is hiked. It's going to be pitched to number 24 as Connor Kane. Okay, it was kind of a weird handoff there as he pitched it back and he received it, but he didn't get it while he was moving, so he kind of had to readjust the position of his body, and by that time the Eagles were able to swarm and tackle. And so we are now looking at a tackle for loss, 3rd and 10. And for the set, honestly, all three drives have kind of had just a play or two that have gone backwards that seem to stall out these drives. So 3rd and 10, I formation, ball handed off. He's going up the middle, running into everybody, going down. Did he get enough for a first down? That was just tough running right there, and it's close. We're just waiting for the ref to spot it officially. It's going to be 4th down and about 1. Man, talking about getting 9 yards, though, on a 3rd and 10 when you need it. This is very doable. Right now, the Chieftains have been able to kind of get the yards they want when they want it. I'm not kidding. If I'm their quarterback or coach, I'm just saying, hey, Coy, can you fall forward? Nope. How about the quarterback? Can you fall forward? He ran forward to get into first down and first and goal. The quarterback, Emmett Johnson, you're saying he's the brother of Coy? Oh, there we go. We got some brother power out there. And now we got first and goal at, what, the 1 or 2 yard line? If you're the Chieftains, do it again. Seriously. Number 72 in their center have been getting great push up the middle. Let's see what happens. Ball hiked. It's handoff to Kane as he's going forward. Dragging someone, and he cannot get through. Connor Kane could not break the line that ends in a touchdown. I think the Chieftains are overthinking it. Honestly, a quarterback can fall forward. I get it to Coy. Both those guys have yet to get any negative yards. They just fall forward for a free yard, and that's all they need to get this touchdown. But if they don't want to do it, I ain't going to complain. All right, here we go. Second and goal, 1 yard line, I formation under center. Ball hiked, hand up the middle to the fullback. He falls forward. That's a touchdown. And just like that, the Chieftains score. They move up 6-0 now with 3 minutes and 24 seconds in this first quarter. And if you just heard me a few seconds ago, guess what? You run it again. Honestly, when it comes down to this, I don't know how much film the Chieftains have watched on the Eagles, but running up the gut has worked pretty effective for every team so far this year. Ball's hiked, pitch left, and he's able to get his block and squeak into the end zone. Nice job by Connor Kane. And now the score is 8-0 for the home team. Chieftains are up against our Schwamig and Screaming Eagles with 3:24 left in the first quarter. Hey, this is 103.1 Trail Mix. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have more varsity football for you here on Friday night.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back to varsity football here tonight in Holcomb, Wisconsin, as the Chieftains are hosting our Schwamig and Screaming Eagles here on 103.1 Trail Mix. I'm Stephen Jetlin bringing you tonight's game. There's 3 minutes and 24 seconds left in the first quarter. Just if you're just joining us, Chieftains just scored. They now lead 8-0 against the Eagles. The Eagles take over on offense at their own 40-yard line. Four wide receivers, two on each side, shotgun. Here we go. Ball hiked. Looks right, still panning, goes deep, and it's going to go over Dylan's head as he had, yes, he was technically open if the ball was, like, perfectly placed. But, man, that was good. Overall, I think that was good pass defense by the Chieftains. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times over the radio. If you've been listening to my games all season, man, the Eagles love their long developing plays, and they need to have more options that come underneath there. All four receivers were like 15 yards down the field. That just can't happen. Four wide receivers set. Honestly, either do a bubble screen here, which they're guarding on the left side, so throw it right if they do. Ball hiked. They're just going to keep it. Nate Nicholas is carrying left, has his blockers, and he's able to bring it forward for about 5 yards. Nice job on the second and 10 to get at least something there, third and 5. All right, third and 5 here now at their own 45-yard line. If you can get close to the midfield, you know, fourth and 2 or something like that, you can potentially go for it. They're going to go back to their Eagle formation, which is a wide receiver left, Marcus Purdy. Single man coverage with only a safety. They are playing the run, though. Ball hiked, and they're going to get called for false start. I noticed he jumped, but I was hoping the refs didn't. But they did, along with everyone in the crowd. So, yeah, that happens. So, we can just pretend the play before it didn't exist, as we're back to third and 10 now. 2 minutes and 35 seconds remain on the clock. They'll probably just run the same play here. Antonio back in quarterback. Ball hiked, and it's going to be handoff to the right from Mason. He cuts it back inside, gets a lane, and he gets about a 12, 13-yard gain when they needed it. Man, third and 10 turned into first and 10 now as they have officially entered into Chieftain territory for the first time tonight. That'll be officially called a 13.5-yard gain, first and 10 at the 47-yard line. Ooh, that's a big play by Mason. Number 22, Mason Pahokee. All right, four wide receivers once again. Two on each side, and we have shotgun. Nate Nichols, though, is in quarterback. Haven't seen too much of him this year at that position, but I think he gives him a wildcat, and he does. He's got one man to beat. That is interesting. No one blocked number 61 of the defense, which is Ransom. Nope, we're just going to go Ransom is his first name. Even the person in the booth next to me says good luck, so we'll just leave it at that. Great defensive play by him, though. It looked like it was a design, like we're going to let him through, and the quarterback's got to make a play. He couldn't. Gets the tackle. It's a tackle for loss. Now we're looking at second and like 14, second and 15 or something. All right, wide receiver on the right side now. Antonio back at quarterback. Base in the back in the backfield. Motions right. Handoff comes back left. Has to make a miss. He's able to kind of dive forward as he goes out of bounds to get the yardage back, but it's still going to be third and long. It looks like it's officially placed at about third and 9 now, so back into Chieftain territory, but not by much. So this is probably four down territory, to be honest. We got 15 seconds left in the first quarter here. Chieftain's up 8-0. Four wide receivers, two on each side. Antonio and shotgun. Ball hike, looking left, going deep. A little bit too much juice on the pass there. See, and that one, opposite problem. You ran the drag route, and Norson was basically wide open. And I know you want to get that big touchdown on that huge throw, but a huge gain. Got to watch those dump out routes. They're your best friend, especially on 8 versus 8. You have so much field to work with. All right. All right. We have four wide receivers now, once again, two on each side. No safety deep. They're just running straight man, four-man rush. He's open. And number 31, he looked like he had the angle. He had the slant. He had the ability to catch it. But as he went for it, he slipped. Hunter Wagner, I'm watching him go, and then all of a sudden his like whole body went. I don't know what happened there, if he just hit a little patch of mud or something, but his body slipped, and then now that ended up being a turnover on downs instead of what would have been, if he caught it, right, a first down. So, man, that's a stinker. Kind of wish that play would come back, but that one was good play design, good play execution, but he slipped. All right, Chieftain gets the ball back at their own 45-yard line. 1 minute left in the first quarter. They lead 8-0. I formation. Under center. Ball hiked. Hand off up the gut. Runs into a guy, and I believe that's Connor Kane. Able to drive that ball about 6 yards into Eagles territory at the 49-yard line. 40 seconds left in this first quarter. I imagine they're running one more play before it goes down. Still I formation under center. Ball hiked. Hand off straight up the gut as Coy Johnson is the ball carrier there. It's going to be short, third down and short on about a 1 yard line. And as we got about 20 seconds left, they might get one more play off here. We'll see. No, it looks like they're heading out. The coach is saying, hey, we'll take a second, talk about it. I don't disagree with that at all. So we're 10 seconds left in this quarter. They're going to let this one run down, and the first quarter is going to come to an end here in about 4 seconds. Chieftains lead 8-0 over the visiting Schwamigan Screaming Eagles here on 103.1 Trail Mix. We're going to go to commercial. When we come back, we'll have second quarter football for you. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes,
All of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. October is Car Care Month. Since the cold weather is upon us, now is the perfect time to make sure your vehicle is ready for the season. Right now, get a complimentary vehicle inspection with every mobile service visit. We will come to you, service your vehicle, and we'll be on our way. The most convenient way to service your vehicle and make sure it's ready for winter. Go online to MedfordMotors.com or call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 for details and to schedule now.
Welcome back to Shawamigan Screaming Eagles football here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Stephen Gellin bringing you the game. It is now the second quarter. Chieftains with the ball, third and one as they hike it. And was it? Oh, it was a ref timeout. The refs noticed that one of the players, one of their snaps had come off the helmet. So, even the refs having a hard time. I wonder if it broke. They got it. Okay, so they'll resume here in a moment. Ref. Rightly called timeout there. We definitely want secure helmets, protected heads. All righty, here we go. I formation, ball hiked, handoff up the gut, does a little juke move, doesn't get too many yards, but you don't need too many yards on third and one. You just need one, and he got it. And so now it is first and 10 for the Chieftains as the second quarter has officially started. All righty. Let's see, ball placement will be now at the 44-yard line of the Screaming Eagles. All right, Chieftains just look to be able to overpower what they have so far as they've been sticking with this I formation. The ball's handed to Coy right up the gut again, and he's able to, it just feels like when they hand it to their fullback, Coy Johnson, he's just getting a free 3 to 4 yards every time. Man, that's a gift in football. When you can win at the line of scrimmage, especially on the interior line, Eagles are going to have to figure something out here and see what's up with that. I mean, I kind of wonder if maybe they just forsake having a safety at all and just trying to overload the line together. Ball hiked, hand up the middle. He goes left on this time to hit that B gap, and he gets another very respectable gain. It's going to push it to about third and one. That's about a four-yard gain, excuse me, to be third and two at the Eagles 36-yard line, but 10 minutes and 45 seconds left in the first half. All right. High formation. Nothing pretty about that, but it's effective. Ball hiked. Hand off. He gets swarmed, but he's getting pushed back. We're going to figure out where the ref's going to call forward motion. It is going to be short of the line of game, but, man, I'm going to emphasize the word short. It's looking like it might just be fourth and one. Yep, fourth and one. There we go at the 35-yard line. Nice job of the Eagles to stand up Connor Kane on that one. There we go. All right, four wide receivers for the Chieftains. They're saying, you got to respect us here. Two on each side. Ball's hiked. Great play design. And Evan's going to take it to the house. As they just took a quarterback draw, completely caught the Eagles off guard. I didn't have enough time to say it because they snapped it, but I literally was about to say, Alana, you're just going to have to trust me, that I thought the Eagles should take a timeout there. They literally went to a spread offense. You haven't seen that at all tonight for the first time. It looked like the Eagles were sluggish on getting to their mark, and when they hiked that, it was just a straight-up quarterback draw. That's a bummer, but great play design, excellent play execution by Emmett Johnson and that offensive line to push this lead to 14-0. Here comes a two-point conversion. All right. Two wide receivers left, one right. Coy in the backfield, ball's handed off. It's fumbled, and it's going to be no good on the two-point conversion. And so the score is still 14. I mean, it stinks you don't get the 2 points if you're a Chieftain fan, but, hey, you're up 14-0 with 9:50 in the second quarter. You got the momentum. You're winning the line of scrimmage battle, and the Eagles got themselves an uphill battle here as they got to figure out something to do about their interior defensive line right now. And, you know, it's got to come in the form of help. Man, that was a great play design. Eagles needed to call a timeout as soon as they saw that. That was such a vast play, good play call by the coach there, and especially in that situation on 4th and 1-2. Because, I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, he got a touchdown because he did a nice job of evading a tackle and then breaking a tackle. But let's just say in a world where he didn't, there was still a 2-yard gain and a first down. So the play, there was a great play design and execution, and then he took it for a touchdown. So great job by the quarterback, Emmett Johnson, there. Okay. Kickoff is almost ready. We're just waiting for the refs to give their whistle of approval. Once again, the Chieftains are now leading 14-0 in the second quarter with 9 minutes and 50 seconds left. And the Eagles are getting ready to receive. Who's in the back there? I believe that is Marcus Purdy. Ball is kicked end over end. It's going to be received. He's got it. He's looking for his lane. Little hop step. Takes it left. Misses one. And then he slips again. That's a second slip on that side of the field. Man, they're going to have to check their footing. He went to plant to go back right, and whoop, he went down. Okay. All right, Screaming Eagles on offense now. They're going to take over on their own, what is that, 25-yard line, 26 in there? Tough to see from this angle either way. Okay. Eagles got to make something work here. Seems like right now their run game has been a little stale. Pass game has been too aggressive. And you kind of want to get your quarterback into rhythm first before he's chucking it down the field. Eagle formation, ball hiked, handoff. Mason cuts left, goes inside, and he slipped again. Still a gain. That's a good gain. But the players at a certain point need to figure out their feet here. And if they can't cut that hard on this grass, they need to stop cutting that hard or at least make earlier cuts. Now it is 2nd and 5. The Eagles, good position here. Your playbook is fully open on 2nd and 5, and they have that Eagle formation. Marcus is the receiver on the left side. All right, the quarterback keeps, Nate Nicholas makes a guy miss, lowers his shoulder, pushes forward, falls forward, and that's looking like that's a first down for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. Okay, there you go, move the chains. I've been so used to the last 2 weeks of prep for the Eagles must have been something because Antonio Petzl's been the starting quarterback this year with Dominic Seabury being the other quarterback they put in. But Nate Nichols has actually received about 5 snaps today. And so I got to notice 34 and 17 are different numbers, but 17 and 15 are harder to notice from where I'm standing. All right, Antonio hands off right. Mason, he gets past the first tackler, runs into a bunch more. About 2-3 yard gain. And at this point, you just want forward. Don't go backwards. Go forward. Tackles for the loss. Kill drives. And now we're looking at about 2nd and 8. Mason's a very talented runner. I know he's had some difficulties this year with it's the kind of the best way to describe it is decision making, where he gets the ball and takes a little bit to decide which hole he's going through, and you have to kind of develop a knack to go. Ball hike. Nate keeps, has Norson as a backup. Number 61 can't blow up the play this time. He gets taken out of bounds. And nice job by Norson on the lead block there to get the second blocker and allow them to get about a four-yard gain. So now we're looking at third and two, third and three in there at the Eagles' 43-yard line. 7 minutes and 38 seconds remain in the second quarter. Eagles trail 14-0. Eagle formation, Marcus the wide receiver on the right side, shotgun Antonio. Mason in the backfield. See what happens here. Ball is hiked. It's going to be a handoff Mason left side. Follows his blockers, but it did not change the fact that number 24, Connor Kane, was able to get in there and stop that for a no gain. Man, you're at your own 43. It's like 4th and 2.5. Yeah, you go for it. I'm going to pretend that that's what analytics say, but I'm not that smart. Okay, here we go. Eagles got a wide receiver left. They got an extra blocker on the right side of the line there. Nate Nichols is holding the ball. I wonder if he's going to hold the carry. He does, but he's going to go left, though. He's able to break a tackle, and oh, it looks like we got penalties everywhere. Is that going to be a holding? The first down. Waiting on the refs to confer. Yep. So it is a first down, but we're waiting on the refs to confer here. He's going to talk to the Eagles right now, so I'm wondering if it's a defensive penalty. Just waiting. Was it a face mask? Was it a... Now, the Eagles are applauding, so, I mean, I'm taking it as that's a... It is a face mask. Yep, I figured as much. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty. Yeah, they're going to take the yards on that one. So, I mean, great job by Nate Nichols, too. He broke that first tackle, bounced off, and got forward for the first down. But he'll take the 15 yards every time. All right. With that, with a little bit of assistance from the Chieftains, the Eagles have entered into their territory, and now they're at the Chieftains' 45-yard line. First and 10, 6 minutes and 54 seconds remain in this first half. Eagles down by 14. Wide receiver left on their Eagle formation here. Antonio shotgun. Oh, no, I'm on the radio. All right. Ball hiked, goes right, and no gain. Jaden couldn't get that one to the right too far. I mean, when he got to the right, he just couldn't bring it up the sideline. He got swarmed, no gain. Second and 10. All right, Eagles got their Eagle formation with Marcus lined up on the right side. All right. Nathan Corda hands it back to Dylan Heath, who's got to carry it left. He's got to break a tackle, but Connor Kane's locked in tonight. Whew. Man, if you're a Chieftain there, if Connor did not make that tackle, there was nobody left. And Dylan went to the ground. A great one-on-one tackle by the Chieftains there for a 5-yard tackle for loss. Interesting play there as Dylan was lined up in the tight end formation, and when they hiked it, he went backwards to receive that, and then Nate became a blocker, and so did, I believe, Norson. But either way, 4 wide receivers, 3rd and 15, 2 on each side, shotgun. Ball gets hiked. It bounced off the ground. Luckily, it went to Antonio. He has time. He throws it. It's open. He gets to number one. Marcus Purdy breaks the tackle. He steps out of bounds, though. And about the 5 or 6, either way, huge pass, huge catch, huge gain. First down. Eagles got some life after that 3rd and 15. Big completion. That went all the way down. Waiting for the official spot. It looks like the 8-yard line. My goodness. As that, we're looking at about a 50-yard catch and gain. Oh, sorry, excuse me, 40-yard pitch and catch there. All right, Eagles are now first in. Is that first and goal? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. First and goal. Eagle formation. Wide receiver left. Norson in the backfield. Nate is quarterback. Ball hiked. Nate's keeping. Norson's the big blocker. Spin move. Goes left, goes forward. He's still on his feet. Nate celebrating as he got some life infused into the Eagles' offense there with a nice touchdown. No longer scoreless. Eagles now have 6 on the board. 14-6, and the Eagles now have a chance to go for 2. All righty, let's see what they got. Man. I haven't seen Nate running it all season from the quarterback position. Where has this been all year? I love this. Okay. Antonio back at quarterback. Eagle formation. Shotgun. Ball hiked. Hand off to Mason. Goes left. That's a lot of black jerseys. And score is going to remain 14-6. Either way, Eagles are pretty pumped. They got some points on the board. Get that monkey off their back and see if they can't put together a good defensive front here and get the ball back before half. Either way, there's 5 minutes and 7 seconds left in this second quarter. Chieftains, let's see if they can respond. Man, that was a great pass. 3rd and 15, had to have it, right? And able to throw that one to Marcus Purdy. At first I thought he overthrew Dylan Heath, but that was the under that was the underneath. It's weird to call a 20-yard route underneath, but basically he was running a large out, and Marcus was running a corner route, but the ball landed right in the breadbasket of Marcus Purdy, and he was able to take that. In fact, if it wasn't for the defender kind of shoving him a little bit, he would have taken it to the house. But either way, good finish by the Eagles. They're lined up. Special teams is ready. Waiting for the refs. Whistle of approval. There it is. And Norson's getting ready to kick the ball. Here we go. It's a squib kick, and it's going to bounce and bounce and bounce, and it's going to go out of bounds, but not after number 12 touched the ball. Keegan, unfortunately, touched the ball there. That ball was about to go out of bounds. That would have been a penalty, and they would have started the 40, but because he nicked the ball will stay where it went out of bounds at about the 30-ish yard line. So Eagles caught a break there. And that's where the offense will begin, at the 30-yard line of the Chieftains. First down. 5 minutes and 7 seconds remain. If you're just joining us, the Eagles have just scored their first points of the game to bring it into closer distance. Chieftains lead 14-6, and they are starting another offense here to see if they can make it bigger. I formation, quarterback under center. Ball hiked. Handoff to Connor, who breaks the tackle, breaks two. And instead of a tackle for a loss, he gets about a 1 yard gainer. Whoo, turning nothing into something there. Second, oh, he got 2 yards. Even better. There you go. Second and 8. That was looking to be about a 2 yard loss, turning a 2 yard gain. That was real good. All right. The clock's moving on. Honestly, if the Chieftains, you know, goal number one, get points, right? They want that. But goal number two, don't let the Eagles get offense again. And honestly, Eagles can keep this from getting a first down, they can do that. Ball is handed off to what I believe was Coy. I'll confirm once he stands up out of that amalgamation of players. Uh-oh, we have a hurt player on the field. Number 11, who is at the bottom of the dog pile. That is Jaden. He was able to roll over by his own power. I think he just kind of was gotten a weird angle. So we're going to go to commercial. When we come back, I'll have an update on that as I get it. This is 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Schwamick and Screaming Eagles. Eagles trail 6-14 with 4:21 left in the second quarter. We'll see you when you get back.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our communities.
Welcome back to 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Screaming Eagles. Eagles trail 6-14 here in Holcomb as the Chieftains are on offense driving the ball. There is 4:21 left here in the second quarter. An injury update on Jaden. It looked to be a foot or ankle injury as he got twisted up at the bottom of the pile. He was able to be helped off the field, and he's currently being seen on the sideline, so that's good to see that he was able to do that. All right. Ball is hiked. Get it to Connor Kane. He can't go nowhere. Lots of white jerseys. Tackled for no gain. Third down. Maybe it went backwards about half a yard. Fourth and 5. With 4 minutes left in this second quarter. Big decision now, as you are at your own 35, and you're ahead by, they're going to choose to punt. I think that's the correct decision by Chieftains. Let that clock go down a little bit. They do have to watch the fake, though, and they're going to call timeout on, the Chieftains are calling timeout. I think the Chieftains just kind of wanted to see how the Eagles would line up At your own 35, I know it's fourth and five and you've kind of gotten yards how you want them, but if you don't get the first down, the Eagles got plenty of time to only have to go 35 yards to tie the game. The Eagles were one pass play from having to either punt again, right? They had a huge big completion, which credit to them, credit to us, right? That was a great pass, great catch, and that got them into play. But outside of that literal one play, the Eagles' offense has been stale tonight. I mean, if you're the Chieftains, you're probably thinking, you know what? I think we do punt, and we just trust that our defense does its job, because it's done its job pretty much the whole night tonight, with the exception of that one big play and then Nate getting into the end zone. So here we go. They're saying we're going for it. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Fourth and five. All the chips on the table here. In motion to the right side. Ball hiked. We have a blitz. He's chasing on the quarterback. He's going backwards. Can he get the 5 yards? They're trying to play contain. And it depends where the ref spots him. Oh, it looks like he got it. It looks like he got it. We're waiting for an official ref. If that's where the spot is, that's 100% a first down. Oh, we got unsportsmanlike conduct by 91 on the Eagles. Who's number 91? I don't think the Eagles have a 91. Oh, he walked off. Oh, there he is, Dawson. Ah, Dawson, come on, man. You can't be flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct, my guy. Yeah, it's on the radio. I mean, there's no excuse for unsportsmanlike. You get penalties in games, right? Holdings happen, face masks happen, but you can control your mouth and your body. All right, here we go. First down, I formation. Ball hiked, handoff up the gut. Connor Kane has it, breaks some tackles, and kind of bear crawls forward for about 6 yards. Nice job, second down. All right, ball handoff. Coy gets it. That play was snapped fast. I looked down to check a roster. I looked back up. They had already lined up and went for a first down. My goodness, I don't get a break at all. But that means the game's fun. All right. First down with 2 minutes and 59 seconds in this first half. All right, I formation, first down, ball hiked, handoff to Connor Kane, and he's not going to be able to get any yards on that one. Eagles able to bring that one in. Okay. Clock is a-moving now. And Chieftains are second and eight right now. I formation, ball hiked to Coy up the center and gets a couple yards. It's going to move to third down. And not long, but not short either. It's about third and five, third and six, depending on where that spotter is officially put. But, man, talk about a shift. That fourth down call was so – I mean, he got it without the penalty, but that penalty put 15 yards on the clock – or 15 yards there. So, wow. Holcomb, they're right. They got the momentum. Eagles got to figure out how to stop this here. Third and five. It's two down territory, too. I formation. Ball hike. Handoff to Connor Kane. Cuts left up the middle, and he's just running over people. Another first down for the Holcomb Chieftains. All righty. Scores 14-6. Chieftains lead with a minute 46 left in the first half. So if they can score right before first half, they're going to feel real good, as the Eagles will receive in the second half. All right, first and 10 at their own 15. Ball is given to Connor Kane, and he is absolutely tackled for, I'm looking at the guy, tackled for a loss. Second and now 11. All right, let's see what they do here, reaching the bag of tricks. Honestly, the bag of tricks, my favorite trick that they've done all night for the Chieftains is just hand the ball off to Coy. Man, freshman? Yeah, 4 more years of this kid? And he's only going to get bigger. All right, ball handed off. Guess what? To Coy. Oh, no, not to quite. It's a fumble. And the Eagles fall on top of that. Was that Ian? It was Ian Slaughter, the senior, is able to run over and fall on top of it. Eagles, when you had to have it, force a turnover in their own red zone to keep the score close. Oh, my goodness. Swamigan Screaming Eagles are the, I guess, the epitome of bend and don't break. As, wow, not two plays ago, I said Chieftains have all the momentum right now, and the Eagles got to figure out a way to disrupt it. Force a turnover. There it is. That'll do that. So now the Eagles got 55 seconds to go the length of the field. They do have their timeouts. I believe they have all three. They're going to do spread. Four receivers, two on each side. Ball hike. He's looking. He has to get past one guy. He's sacked. He is sacked at the almost. He's okay. He did not get sacked for a safety, but that's close. Is that number 61 again? That's okay. Here we go. Ah, man, they're at the goal line, basically. Second and forever. Four wide receivers once again. I bet you the Chieftains are blitzing here. Oh, no, they're backing off. It's just going to be a straight-up rush. Throws the ball. Intercepted. That's a pick six. Oh, that was not a good throw by Antonio. Here's the thing. His receiver wasn't even looking. And even if the receiver was looking, it was guarded as number two, Emmett Johnson, who's been one of the best players on the field. I don't know if I'd throw his way. Wow. We took a weird detour, but the Chieftains got the touchdown they were looking for as they ripped the momentum right back. And now they lead 20-6 with 17 seconds left in the first half. Yikes, that's a gut punch to our Eagles. Man, good route. That's just not the play. It was Emmett was just staring down the quarterback. And once again, oof, here we go. Ball hike, hand of Coy up the middle. I'm sorry, Connor Kane, excuse me. And two-point conversion is good. 22-6 with 17 seconds left in this first half. Eagles get the ball back at half. We'll see what happens here because they do have all their timeouts, so there is a chance that they could score. Man, that hurts. That was Antonio's first read. He went back to pass, and then it seemed like he had already predetermined that he was going to throw to, I believe that was Marcus Purdy's way. It could have been Dylan Heath, I don't know. And that was not the play. The safety was bearing down on him. And, I mean, here's the thing. Replaying the play in my head. Obviously, there's a zillion things happening at the same time. We don't have instant replay, stuff like that. You have to understand, Antonio was just sacked the play before, right? So that's in his mind. However, in that play, Antonio had time, and the safety stepped up, meaning that if Antonio had sat in the pocket for one more second, the pass turns into a bullet pass, into a lob pass, and there was nobody there. But once again, that's a bunch of this and that, the, you know, that could have been, but it didn't. All right, end-to-end kick is going to be fielded as he's taking it up. And they're going to go left. He's got one guy to beat. He does not. But either way, it's going to bring the return to the, like, 35-yard line. We have two injured Eagles on the play. Nate gets up under his own power, and I don't see who the other one is. They're talking with him right now on that. Just waiting to see here. Man, that pick six hurts. To my knowledge, that's the first pick six the Eagles have given up all year, to my knowledge. That was right at the goal line. He's up on his feet. Looks like they just kind of had a collision, run into each other. And we'll take over here. 12 seconds left, three timeouts. They got a lot of field to go. 65 yards to be exact. And outside of a broken play, it looks like this is what the score will be as we head into half here. We're just waiting on the huddle to break. It did, and here we go. One of the effective plays the Eagles have had all season is that bubble screen. They haven't run it once yet. But don't throw right. That's where Emmett Johnson is. Throw left. Ball hiked. Bubble screen left. He's going to have to – oh, nice job by Marcus Purdy, who cuts it. Now he's going all the way down the field. He's going to carry it up. 2 seconds left. He's got to go for a touchdown now. He can't. He's too late. Oh, you kind of wish he went down, call a timeout for one more play. Either way, that play looks great on the stat sheet, but it don't do nothing. As now the second half – or first half is now over. The score is 22-6. The Holcomb Chieftains so far are defending their home field against the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles. We're going to go into halftime here on 103.1 Trail Mix, and when we come back, we'll have a first half recap as well as what to look forward in the second half. All right, we'll go on a commercial. Don't go anywhere.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign, implants, root canals, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art equipment and technology. They accept Care Credit VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North, Park Falls, on Oak Street in Woodruff, and in Manitouish Waters. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Attention deer hunters. Bader Sports Center in Phillips is your go-to shop for everything you need to bring that buck in this fall. They've got products from Wildlife Research that will help eliminate human scent from your clothing and your equipment, including laundry detergents, dryer sheets, soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and even field wipes. Get that big buck in just a little closer with lures and scents from Black Widow, Hodag Lures, and Wildlife Research. A successful hunt begins with a stop at Bader Sports Center on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Your team at Woodruff Appliance and TV has experienced, knowledgeable professionals that will help you choose the best appliances, furniture, mattresses, and electronics. That sets them high above the competition for any budget. And they're an authorized dealer for great brands like Amana, KitchenAid, Bosch, GE, Whirlpool, and LG. Choose the best today from a company that is locally family-owned and has been around since 1939. Woodruff Appliance and TV, Highway 47 in Woodruff.
All right, welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Stephen Gentlin bringing you tonight's game between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Holcomb Chieftains. We are in Holcomb as they are hosting the Eagles in the last game of the year. The score is 22-6. Holcomb Chieftains are winning as we are in halftime, if you're just joining us. Before I say anything, once again, I want to extend my sincere thanks to the Holcomb program, as this game was never on the schedule. Last week, there was a cancellation of the Eagles' last game of the year. And that always stinks, I guess is the best way, because you know your schedule, you do your build-up, you have your film, your workouts, so you're doing all these things, and you're like, okay, last game coming in, then it gets canceled, right? And that, it just, no one's fault, it just feels bad, right? And so Holcomb, they were able to reach out and invited us out here to play our last game, and I can't thank them enough. I think that was a wonderful thing for them to do, and really excited just to have another football game, right, and kind of finally have that punctuation point to really end the season here tonight. So just wanted to, real quick, I said it on the offset, but I wanted to say it again, and I'll probably say it again at the end. But here we go. All right, first half recap between the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles and the Holcomb Chieftains here in Holcomb is all Chieftain, I'll tell you that much. I know the score, the Eagles have one score, and they got six, but the Chieftains got 22. Chieftains were able to basically just bulldoze their way to the end zone pretty much every time, as they have relied on an I formation strategy in which they are either handing the ball off to their main ball carrier, Connor Kane, handing the ball off to Coy Johnson, the fullback, or Emmett Johnson is making a play himself. And that's really about it. There's nothing pretty about it. There's nothing fancy about it, but that's the beauty about football. You don't need pretty and fancy tactics if you can just straight up win the line of scrimmage. and that's just how it is. And at any point, it's like, why do they have to reveal any part of their playbook if they just win on the inside there almost every single play? And yes, there's been some tackle for losses. Yes, there's been some sacks or blitzes that have come home. But for the most part, when they hike the ball, they're going forward. And that's kind of more if they've had time of possession, they've had more drives. And I mean, the Eagles were able to force a turnover, but then two plays later, Holcomb picked it off for a pick six, right? So they've been able to kind of have this full, complete game phase here. Both teams, really no penalties, so that's been really good, except for one or two. And it's just been all Chieftain here tonight in the first half. The Eagles just really haven't been able to get going. Their pass game feels a little awkward. I feel like it's not layered enough, but that's just my feel. I'm just the guy. I'm not on the field. I'm not seeing what Antonio's seeing. Although I will say, I have very much loved the adjustment to add Nate Nichols to the quarterback